Today's passage is John chapter 1, verses 14 to 18. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me,' because he was before me. For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only God, who is at the Father's side, he has made him known." Today is our second day diving into the Gospel of John. These five verses are packed with ideas to reflect on. As Pastor Sean said yesterday, the book of John is, on one level, very easy to understand, shallow enough for a child to wade in, and at the same time, it can be very deep, deep enough for an elephant to swim in. So with that, let's go verse by verse here. Verse 14. "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." First off, Jesus is called the Word. We didn't go much into this yesterday, but this concept is how John starts off everything in his book. John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Word comes from the Greek word logos. For the Greeks, they had a concept of logic or reason, being behind the order of the cosmos or the universe. For the Jews, they would have associated word with wisdom. For example, Proverbs describes how wisdom was at God's side during creation. In any case, Jesus is called the Word, and it's clear that he was part of the Trinity from before creation. In fact, all things were made through him, as John writes in verse 3. But coming back to verse 14, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us." Let's pause for a second here and reflect on this amazing truth that the Word, who is with God from the beginning of time and is God himself, took on flesh and dwelt among us. That is incredible humility for the boundless Word to come into the boundaries of the flesh. I mentioned that the Greeks had an idea of logic or reason behind the universe, but this is a whole different level, that the Logos would become flesh. It's incredible humility driven by love and grace. In verse 14, the Jews would also be reminded of the tabernacle from the Old Testament. As God was taking his people, the Israelites, out of Egypt and into the Promised Land in the Old Testament, he tabernacled with them. He gave the people specific instructions on how to pitch this holy tent, the tabernacle, and he would fill the tabernacle with his glory. The cloud of God's glory would fill the tabernacle so that the people would be in awe from afar. Of course, they didn't want to get too close in fear that they would die. In Jesus now, the Word became flesh, and people could experience God's glory in a very visible way. Jesus literally dwelt with mankind, being born in Bethlehem, growing up with brothers and sisters under the same roof. And as Jesus walked this earth, he taught about God's kingdom, and he showed it through miracles. As he did this, people would see the glory of God, and it was full of grace and truth. In verse 15, John makes a note to the readers in case it wasn't clear. This is who John the Baptist was talking about. Jesus began his public ministry after John the Baptist started proclaiming God's kingdom publicly. Yet because Jesus was at God's side from before creation, John says, "Jesus is greater than me since he was before me." Again, we see this transcendence of Jesus. Moving on to verse 16. "For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace." The NIV translation of this verse is, "Out of his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace already given. And I think the NIV translation is a bit more clear for how it relates to verse 17, which reads, "For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." I think John is saying that the law given through Moses was a great expression of God's grace already. After all, it showed the Israelites how to be God's people. It showed God desired a covenant relationship with them, which is something that they did not earn at all or deserve on their own. The law was a form of grace already. And then, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Jesus is a further expression of God's grace, a much greater expression of it. The end of verse 14 talked about Jesus being full of grace and truth, and verse 17 picks up from that. This grace and truth is available for us all to receive and to take part in. Lastly, verse 18. "No one has ever seen God. The only God who is at the Father's side, he has made him known." Verse 18 is an extension of this idea of grace. God did not have to make himself known to people, but he chose to be known through Jesus. The good news is that we can experience a relationship with God because the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We can know him. Through Jesus, God became knowable and approachable. We no longer have to stand afar, away from the tabernacle, as the Israelites once did. Today, let's spend some time reflecting on the significance of the Word becoming flesh and dwelling among us. Sometimes as Christians, we can reduce the gospel down to one of sin management, where we are made right before God because of Jesus' act on the cross, where he took on all of our sin. And don't get me wrong, that is a super important part of the gospel. Praise God for that. Yet, if we only think about that, we can miss out on how Jesus became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus wanted a relationship with us. Jesus showed humankind what a life with God looks like, full of life, full of joy. And in the midst of suffering and pain too, Jesus showed us how to grieve for what God grieves for, and he showed us what God's kingdom is like. He walked on this earth as we walk now. So as scripture says, he is able to understand everything that we go through. Jesus came to earth to show God's grace and truth. Let's simply turn to him and seek him. As we look ahead to going through the book of John, let's ask for openness to learn from his life on earth. And as we look at our struggles and challenges in our lives, let's ask for his grace and truth, not in an abstract way, but in a real way, since, again, he dwelt among us and he knows exactly what we need. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this fact that you, that Jesus, you were at the Father's side from before creation, yet you took on flesh and you made a way for us to know you. We pray that we would not gloss over this fact, but Lord, today that would be very real in our lives, the fact that you came and took on flesh. Lord, help us to go to you and trust that you understand our situations, and God, you desire to teach us what to do in each one of them. We lift this day up to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.